The rollout of the new Veterans Identification Card has been rough since President Obama signed the law in July 2015. The law included no funding, so it languished for more than 2 years. Then, when the VA finally began accepting online applications for the card last year, technical issues delayed it for months. That frustrated Florida Air Force veteran Carl Hunsinger. He has been pushing for the ID card for more than 3 years. As chairman of the Manatee County Veterans Council, he realized many of the 40,000 veterans they represent had little or no proof of their service.
For the majority of the ones that I know are really looking for a sign of professionalism, they're looking, hey, I'm a veteran. This is my ID card.
But while Hunsinger is glad to finally see the cards, he's not happy about one aspect of them. The government-issued IDs have a commercial logo on the back, an advertisement for Office Depot.
So how do you show a veteran ID card, I'm a veteran, I'm proud of it, and you turn it over and you got some business's logo on the back of it, so VA found a way to pay for it.
The logo is the way that the VA decided to pay for the cards. The law allowed the agency to charge veterans a fee, but instead, it sought a private business partnership. Florida Congressman Vern Buchanan, who sponsored the ID law, says it's a good deal because Office Depot is covering the cost to print and mail the veterans' IDs until 2020.
It's not a big logo or anything. They're really picking up a lot of the costs, so it's no cost to the taxpayer, no cost to the veteran. So I think at the end of the day, it's a good trade-off.
One tangible reason that veterans want proof of service is that many stores and restaurants offer veterans discounts. To qualify, some vets carry a copy of their discharge papers. But those also contain sensitive information, such as Social Security numbers. The new photo IDs don't. When Daniel Benedict got his VA-issued ID, he promptly posted a picture of it on Facebook to encourage other veterans to apply. He's superintendent of the Logan County Veterans Assistance Commission in Lincoln, Illinois. Benedict says many veterans have been asking about the ID.
The most enthusiastic are the older vets, the Korean War vets, the Vietnam vets, who for so long have basically had nothing to show for their service.
The new cards will be most useful to veterans who don't already have VA health cards or military retirement IDs. Benedict compliments the VA for finding a way to pay for the cards without charging veterans.
Everybody's looking for resources. Everybody's looking for money. So the fact that the VA partnered with Office Depot doesn't lessen the value in any way in my mind.
In a written statement, a VA spokesman referred to the Office Depot partnership as the kind of outside-the-box thinking that the Trump administration has brought to the federal government. He referred questions about the costs of the ID card program to Office Depot, but the company declined to comment. The VA says that as of the beginning of June, more than 34,000 had been mailed out. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.